Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled, You Are Allowed to Be Sad.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Every year the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, he went up for the feast as usual. When they were on their way home after the feast, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem without his parents knowing it. They assumed he was with the caravan, and it was only after a day's journey they went to look for him among their relations and acquaintances. When they failed to find him, they went back to Jerusalem looking for him everywhere. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions, and all those who heard him were astounded at his intelligence and his replies. They were overcome when they saw him, and his mother said to him, My child, why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you. Why were you looking for me? He replied. Did you not know that I must be busy with my father's affairs? But they did not understand what he meant. He then went down with him and came to Nazareth and lived under their authority. His mother stored up all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. If there was no sin, would there be sadness? Well, no, because sin is the source of sadness. To use a mathematical definition, sin is a sufficient and necessary cause of sadness. If you know that mathematical form, that means there is no sin without sadness and no sadness without sin. Does that mean that sadness itself is a sin? Well, not in this world, not in the world we live in. It doesn't mean either that if you are sad, it's because you've sinned. And we have good evidence for that in our faith from today's reading. Translation I was reading doesn't really say what I wanted to say, but it has Mary saying, See how worried your father and I have been looking for you. Well, more literally it says, Behold, your father and I, in our sadness or grief, were seeking you. Worried, it's a rather 60s translation. In the 60s they tended to avoid what they thought were bad emotions, and I think there are no bad emotions, just bad ways of allowing emotions to use us, or bad ways of using them themselves. But emotions are a sort of tool for understanding where we are in the world. In this world, there is sin, there is sadness, so you're allowed to be sad. Mary conceived without sin. Joseph, who a very strong tradition says was freed from sin very early on, are both described as being sad, not worried. That's really a poor translation. And today we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which celebrates her sinlessness. Yeah, here we have a reading that says she was sad, or grieving. That's because, as I say, emotions have a purpose. You think of them as passions, reactions to how we perceive the world, then we really need emotions, and there are no bad emotions. There are difficult emotions, anger, fear, sadness. They're really difficult, though, because we're in the presence of bad things. That's if our emotions are working well. Some things we should be sad about, some things we should be afraid of, and some things we should certainly be angry about. But it's not the emotion that's bad, it's the thing that the emotion is dealing with. Mary and Joseph were sad. It's interesting, it shows that Mary and Joseph's marriage was real enough that she can speak on behalf of her husband. She understands what her husband Joseph is feeling. Quite wrong to think of it as a pseudo-marriage. It's a real marriage, because they share in the common pursuit, common consent of following their son to his destiny. But it still feels sad. It feels sad because life unfolds step by step. To be without sin is not to know everything that's going to happen to you. It's not good for anybody to know what's going to happen to them, except, you know, immediately we have hope of good things. We have fear of bad things, but we don't really live a life if it was all already laid out before us. It should be unexpected. It should be surprising. Our Lord was surprised from time to time. Also, he felt grief. He cried over his friend Lazarus. And that's a comfort for us when we feel that there's something wrong with being sad. Sadness will pass if we are faithful. We go beyond sadness because sadness itself is a temporary emotion. Literally, it's an emotion of time, not of eternity. Sadness says that there are things I don't like, things that hurt, things that I'd rather not be in my presence or in anybody's presence. But they have a purpose. That's why beyond sadness we also have the virtue of hope to go beyond. So it's good that this day that celebrates the sinlessness of Mary, the fact that she is perfect as a human being can be perfect in this world, does not mean having no emotions. Far from it. Simeon said, a sword shall pierce your heart. She's deep, profound emotions, perhaps greater than other human beings. Perhaps her sadness is an awareness not that she's lost her son forever. She knows that's not true. Rather that the losing him will hurt. That's why it's 3 days later they found him in the temple. How strange it should take so long, but obviously that's a reference to the death of Christ and his rising again. Why are you looking for me? Did you not know I must be busy with my father's affairs, or must be in the house of my father, as some translations say? Or more literally, just in the things of my father. That's where I belong. And to allow that to happen will hurt for a little while. But the end, it is joy. My soul glorifies the Lord, says Mary. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour.